Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Do you need a game like that?
Did I need a game?
Yeah.
For what?
Just in terms of all of us talking about the lack of targets that you've had relative the past years?
I mean, if you say so. Will it shut y'all up?
Perhaps.
It ain't going to shut y'all up. So, I mean, felt good. Always good to score at home, especially twice, and this time I'm not going to get fined. So, I'm good.
Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on The Score. Gabe Ramirez is in today. Layla and Marshall have the day off. And that was the voice of Bears wide receiver DJ Moore after the Cleveland win with yours truly, Mark Grody. You may know me from such places as the Bears locker room. The Bears, maybe I should have put it, Gabe, as the Bears needed a game like that. The Bears needed DJ Moore, maybe even more than they thought they needed DJ Moore. He may have been underestimated coming into this season, as a matter of fact, because of Roma Dunze. Let me just lay out a couple things here about DJ Moore in terms of the Bears or DJ Moore needing the moments that he has had. He has been terrific and clutch in the last two games. I don't have to go into the details. You know them. But I will go into the details about the last seven games for DJ Moore, which is why he needed what he has been giving the Bears lately. On November 9th, home against the New York Giants, 4 targets and 0 yards. At Minnesota, 1 catch and 18 yards. In the Pittsburgh game, not bad, 5 catches, 64 yards. At Philadelphia, 2 catches, 17 yards. I know they ran the hell out of the ball. At Green Bay, 1 catch for negative 4 yards. And then the week up to the Cleveland game, one of the number one focuses of conversation just about everywhere was, why isn't DJ Moore getting the ball? And he has gotten the ball the last 2 weeks, and he has been a difference maker. And it reminds everybody, and maybe people disagree, and maybe you disagree, he's still your best wide receiver and probably has been all season. And I understand the need to get Roma Dunze in there because Roma Dunze could turn out to be terrific, and he's a first-round pick, and you have to develop and give lots of targets to Roma Dunze. There's no doubt about it, but it seems strange to me that DJ Moore, probably not going to, unless he is just absolutely incredible in these last two games, he's not going to have a 1,000-yard season. 48 catches, 664 yards, and 6 TDs is where he stands right now after 966 yards last year with Caleb, and then in his first year with the Bears, a Justin Fields year, 1,364 yards. And I think what I'm building up to here, Gabe, is that this might be one strike against Ben Johnson this year. And I know he's got other mouths to feed, and Luther Burden has gotten better as well. And you have Olamide Zaccheaus, and you have Colston Loveland, who you got to get the ball to as well. But I just feel like there hasn't been enough force, except for the last couple of weeks, to get the ball into the hands of DJ Moore, who still might be your best player in space when he gets the ball.
DJ Moore is the best receiver on the team, and DJ Moore's presence is the reason why the passing game is able to operate at a high level when it does. I hate listening to Chicago sports media, myself included. And
you're guilty, sir.
When you hear people talk about DJ Moore and people say, oh, you could trade him away and the Bears have other weapons and what's going on, it's like, do you not watch these games? Do you not understand that the reason why Rome Odunze is able to be open is because defenses, excuse me, they're concentrating on DJ Moore. That when it's single safety, he is cheating towards DJ Moore's side, allowing Roan to be open, allowing Luther Burden to then slice over the middle, allowing Colston Love. Like if you take DJ Moore away, then you're allowed to focus on the rest of those players and their productivity. We see it happen in the NFL often, right? Where wide receiver two leaves team A to go to team B because wide receiver two thinks, I'm the man.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go to team B and they realize, no, you were the man because you were a beneficiary of wide receiver A, who was getting all the coverage, the double teams. And then you were allowed to eat at that point. So for me, I'm a huge DJ Moore fan. I get that his targets are down. His receptions are down. I mean, they pale in comparison to years prior. So, but the fact of the matter is Ben Johnson's offense is like that. It is when Caleb Williams, he's not a guy that, like last year where he wants to throw it to Keenan Allen 11 times. He'd rather spread the ball around and read what's happening in front of him.
Right, and that's a good thing. I mean, that is. Like the idea of looking at five or six receivers in the box score, and more than that even, guys who have caught the ball, whether it's out of the backfield, that's good to see. But you see the explosives from DJ Moore and the difference he makes in the balance of a game. And I'm not saying, like, if he had had more opportunities, these heroics would have occurred. I don't think he's had a 100-yard game this season. Mm-mm. Has he?
Mm-mm.
I don't believe that DJ Moore has had a 100-yard game. So I just think, in the midst of it all, which we gave the benefit of the doubt to, and maybe it's justified because the benefit of the doubt was because you wanted to get other people the ball, and that was the idea. And Ben Johnson stays up at night trying to think of how he's going to get the ball in everybody's hands. And maybe it's happening. It is obviously happening right on time. And this is what happens in lots of sports. When it is time, when it is winning time, and even in the playoffs, benches get a little smaller in basketball, right? Rosters start to shrink in baseball. And in football, you put the ball in the hands of your best players. So maybe the Bears are just right on time with this, but I also feel like there's been some wasted time this year with DJ Moore.
Sounds like what you're saying is less is more.
Oh, yeah.
You see what I did there?
I did see. I'm just letting it sink in.
I was just trying to.
I'm allowing for what I'm assuming are people.
Sometimes
just,
I try to like, but I didn't think that hit as hard as I thought it was.
Well,
going
I think people in their cars are just dying right now.
What I'm saying is, you know, you get rid of a Luther Burden and a Rome Odunze, and you allow Ben Johnson to scheme up plays for your number one wide receiver, right? Your biggest weapon on offense. And I had the chance to hear Ben Johnson talking with Jeff Joniak on his podcast. And Ben Johnson talked about just that, that this week DJ Moore was tasked with learning all positions for the wide receivers, where Ajayi Walker was just tasked with learning one position, and that they were going to focus more on DJ, and how he was so happy that DJ, you know, showed his grit because despite being hurt, he was able to come back in, finish that game because he knew how big of a part of the game plan he was. Now, I am not saying, as you're rolling your eyes in the car, that Bears don't need Rome Odunze and Luther Burden, or I'd prefer DJ Moore.
No, they could be.
Ajayi Walker. No.
Luther Burden has been one of my favorites to watch.
I think to your point, though, Grody, and that's why I'm curious your thoughts on that. Like, did you feel that way as well? That, you know, you're talking about the productivity of DJ Moore. You mentioned 100 yard games, 97 against the Packers was the highest output of the season. Do you want more of that Like you want the percentage of the pie to be more DJ Moore?
I do.
Or do you want it to be spread out like
it
has
been? Look, I know I'm kind of sounds like I'm saying I want it both ways, because of course you want, and not every game has to be like crazy amount of targets to DJ Moore. You just can't have negative games. You can't have games where you're not throwing his way because you have Luther Burden and the rest of these guys are, you know, Olamide Zaccheaus, the texters are throwing that name in there too. And these guys are all good, but there, it's okay if one guy is the guy that you target the most because he can make the best plays. And that's what I still think DJ Moore is, despite the obvious progress that Rome Odunze has made and we all want him to make.
And it's interesting.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
And because, you know, Caleb Williams has played with top-tier receivers before, right? Jordan Addison was his teammate at USC, got him the ball a ton. And you would assume that, you know, he understands this is my best chance. But when you have a talented team like the Bears, right, Colston Loveland has come on as of late, despite my hating on him in the beginning of the season. Uh-huh. Right, he has come on as of late to be a sure-handed weapon for Caleb Williams. When you're looking at Rome Odunze, they have their own personal relationship. Luther Burden is electrifying when he has the ball in his hands. So I can see where you're, if you're Caleb Williams rolling out to your right, you don't need to force the ball to DJ Moore. When
no.
Every guy in the progression can, you know,
100%, 100%. But he is just. Here's the way I'd like to put it. You just have to find ways to, no matter what, find ways to get the ball in his hands throughout the game. There's no excuse for him having zero target. And there was a game, too, where Rome Odunze had...
The game after that.
Big old, was it the game after that?
The game after that.
Big old zeros. That's probably worth looking more deeply into as well. But the point stands with DJ. A few texts coming in here in regards to that. 630 Grody, when is DJ going to be on TTN? Or did he take the North podcast? Thanks for asking that.
I
did ask DJ Moore to come on. He said yes. I think we talked about this week. I'm not going to be out at Hallis Hall this week, the way things have worked out with the schedule. So we will get that done next week. Weeder and I for Take the North. He said we can hang out around his locker. I promise you we'll bring that to you. And you know when it's Weedsy and I with DJ Moore, at the very least, you will be entertained by it, I think. Here's another good text here. It's Caleb Williams' fault, not Ben Johnson, that DJ Moore isn't getting the targets. I leave the possibility open for that, and maybe that texter is right, that there might be. I mean, it felt like that to me, that at times there has been a chemistry issue on the field with Caleb Williams and DJ Moore, but that's just part of the – I think that's just the part of the development of Caleb Williams, seeing the whole field.
It's undeniable. I think we can all see it on the field, post-touchdown or post-completion, whether DJ's not getting the rock and how he feels. And it's understandable, but you work through that, right? Because the pass – like the 46-yarder to end the game against the Packers, that's what creates that confidence. That's what creates that continuity. That's what allows there to be moments where Caleb says, oh, I'm going to throw it to DJ because he already came through for me. And Caleb just needed a couple more of those, right? And I think, when you're hearing Caleb and DJ talk about each other, they praise one another. And that, to me, is the telltale sign that, you know, it is not a relationship that cannot be repaired. It is one that is blossoming into what it needs to be. And I think, like you heard Pat Manley talk about it, DJ Moore understands what it means to be a Bear. He is embracing the idea of being a Bear. Caleb Williams has done that since the day he got here, with the claw, with Bears after every post game. So there is a common ground for them. It's about getting to that place together, and I think they're closer now than they ever have been.
Yeah, and maybe it's happening. Maybe
I love it.
This whole season,
a bromance in real time.
I mean, maybe
they're no Gabe and Grody, but they're...
no, that's true. I just need them to be good on the field. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care about anything else with those two. And I can tell you, like, there's no strain. Their lockers are very close to each other.
Right.
They're friends. They're buds. All that kind of stuff. And maybe with so much stuff this year for the Bears, one of the treats of this is this. What really is unique about this Bears season is to see development and improvement in real time, like right before our eyes. And maybe DJ Moore is just the latest in this litany of things that the Bears have gotten better at as the season's offensive line has led to the running backs, the running game being better.
That's a great point. That's
right?
A great point.
Just like it's
and continuing on to the passing game ultimately, right? And I wonder if it was a thing, Grody, where, you know, like, let's say if you and I are here and Odyssey gets bought by somebody else, right? We're the mainstays, right? So we're a little bit closer because we're dealing with a regime change. And so when new heads come in, you're wondering what's going on. Caleb and DJ have gone through that. And where Caleb was more in on Ben Johnson, let's say, from the beginning, right? Because they're a bit closer.
Yeah.
He's leader of that offense. DJ Moore might be a bit hesitant. But now when he sees the fruit in the pasture and he says, oh, wait. Now the common. I'm just trying to. Hey, I'm speculating about how the bromance is blossoming. But,
yeah,
I love it.
I hope that's what we're seeing, and maybe that is the case. And then this is it. They will blast off from here, and the money that was spent on DJ Moore, 48 or what is the contract for DJ? Oh yeah.
While you're saying that, the other thing too.
Oh yeah, 4 years, okay. $110 million in 2024.
I had a line for you.
I almost had to go to, but I didn't because I knew I had it, and my eyes finally centered upon it. I have tried to say too many words, so I will now take the break when I should have taken the break 30 seconds ago. Oh, what could have been. There's a Golden Tate talking about the Bears. Let's hear what he has to say next on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.